Kurt Matta, the head girls basketball coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here as we take a look, of course, at the upcoming 2025-2026 season. You're listening to the Girls Basketball Preview Show here on KCIM. The Titans coming off a 10-13 season a year ago overall, going 6-5 in a tough Twin Lakes Conference, doing that with just six girls and having to battle through some injuries last year as well. Kurt, appreciate you joining us here today. And tell you what, it's kind of going to be fun and excited to get this new season underway.
Yeah, Jeff, it's kind of ironic that football season's already over. You know, came and gone in a hurry. And now we get into the season that we've all kind of been waiting for. Girls have put in a lot of work last spring, all the way through the summer, did a lot of good things, I think, putting themselves in a position to be successful. And right now, first couple practices, I love their energy, love their efforts. So I think we got things going in the right direction.
Yeah, four of the six girls that played last year are back. The other two graduated. So I have a feeling you got a lot of buy-in with the success that you guys started to have last year and the amount of close games that you were in, that they know if they put the work in, there's a chance to have a good year. So what were the type of things that you guys started to do last spring and summer?
Well, a lot of what we want to try to accomplish is just build fundamentals for the game. You know, being able to be good with the ball in our hands, dribble with a purpose, make sure that we're executing properly in terms of being able to get others involved in our game plan type of stuff. So being able to pass the ball, not just lollipop and stuff. You know, one of our biggest struggles the last 2 years is turnovers. So we really had to become a lot stronger with the basketball. So that's, we put a lot of time into that. You know, got in, really worked, trying to create different opportunities for everybody to be key in what we wanted to try to accomplish. You know, I've always kind of preached to our kids, it's not one that's going to make us successful. It's all the entire team. So, and we had great buy-in in that. You know, we went through the summer league expectations, I think, with only having the four juniors back and a lot of new players, I think was kind of low in the community. But through the summer work, you know, we went through the summer league and played in the championship game with that group of kids. And I think that kind of catapulted us into what we want to try to do this fall or this winter.
Yeah, better numbers this year as well for you. Not ton more, but better numbers for you.
Yeah, I thought we'd get a little bit more out, a little bit more buy-in that way with just some of the success we had this summer. I think some of the kids that were taking part in the spring and summer stuff found out that the high school level of having to compete during practices and into games was a little bit more than what they thought. So, you know, we had a few of those fall by the wayside. You know, we thought initially maybe 14, 15 girls. Then as the season started to get a little bit closer, thought maybe 12. But right now we have nine, but we got nine that, like I said, are putting in a lot of work. They have great attitudes right now. You know, one of the things you don't want to do as a coach is have to coach their effort. And through four practices that we've had so far, the effort hasn't been lacking. So, you know, give a lot of credit to our four junior girls. I think they're doing an outstanding job in terms of leading our younger group and knowing what they kind of want to achieve as they march through the season.
And, Coach, one of the keys I'm assuming this season is kind of finishing off close games. You and I were talking during the commercial break, four or five losses a year ago or with 2 minutes to go in the game, you guys had the lead. So lots of opportunities there to maybe be able to win some of those close games. Is that going to be one of the big jumps you need this team to make this year?
Yeah, one of the big things that we have to really focus on is end game situations, you know, being able to understand, you know, how to manage the game at the end, you know, especially when you're tired mentally. You know, there's four games we were ahead with less than 2 minutes left that we ended up throwing away. So, you know, our 10-13 record could have been 14-15 wins, which would have, you know, been outstanding on their part. You know, I always still told the kids that, you know, success just isn't from a coaching standpoint. It's the kids buying and what they want to accomplish. So, they've kind of fed off that, knowing that that's where they were at last year. You know, and right now they have a common goal. They want to come in, and their objective is they want at least 15 wins on the season as they march towards the the second half of the regional tournament.
Coach, what do you feel the strengths of this team will be early in the year?
Well, I think our girls have grown up a lot. Maturity is always key. You know, when you're underclassmen as freshmen and sophomore, you really start to focus on more of the me side of the game versus the team side of the game. I think they've kind of matured in the fact that they know that it's not going to be one player that's going to take them where they need to go and win basketball games. I think they've started to really understand that the team concept is what matters. And I think they've even grown that a little bit. You know, I've preached a long time ago, and I've been doing this a long time. I think good teams are coach-led. I think great teams are player-led. And I think our girls right now understand the fact that they want to be a great team, and they've taken that leadership role where they want to get back to where we've been in the past.
You bring back Eile Koroleski, Blair Schleichman, Macy Dorman, and Sadie Wheelock from a year ago. Do any of their roles change with the loss of Adlin Wheelock and Bree Patterson?
Not really. You know, we're still going to do a lot of the same things we've done in the last 4 or 5 years under me as the head coach. The only thing that's probably going to change a little bit is we did get Riley Jacobs to come back out. She'll be a senior. She played her first 2 years, freshman and sophomore, took last year off. Come back, you know, in the first four practices and has really done a nice job. You know, the nice part about what we do is we don't change a lot of the X's and O's, the schematics, et cetera. So she's kind of come in and hit the floor running. So, you know, we'll probably use Sadie a little bit differently in terms of not just being a post player. She'll probably play that four position and she can stretch the floor. So otherwise, you know, schematically and X and O wise, we're going to continue to do the same thing that we do.
With some better numbers this year, going to be able to put as much pressure defense on her more as I think you kind of like to do, play that aggressive defensive style?
We like to play the aggressive style, but we also got to make sure that we understand what our kids' abilities are. You know, we talked a little bit. We're probably not going to be as much of a man-to-man team as we have been in the past years. We're probably going to change up defenses between a couple of different zones, and I think the girls have really embraced that. I don't know if we're the fastest or the quickest team in the world, but we do have some good length. And I think our length can cause a lot of problems for teams. And most teams that play us know that we just don't sit in one defense. We like to change things up quite a bit. And that usually causes a lot of headaches and some complexity for our opponents.
With that size, do you feel like this team can be a really good rebounding team?
Well, that's one of our emphases. Last year, a lot of time where we got beat, and we talked about it here this fall into the winter season right now, turnovers have been kind of a nemesis for us the last two seasons. We were sitting there in the bottom two, three rungs of the conference in that regard, and then rebounding. You know, we want to try to eliminate as many opportunities for our opponents as possible. You look at our close losses that we incurred last year, a lot of it came down to the turnover game and then being able to rebound. I mean, we came pretty close on four of those games, and a lot of it came down to second chance points, and that's where teams beat us. So we've got to make sure that that's a point of emphasis for us this year.
Coach, we've mentioned the upperclassmen for you this year. Who are the younger girls going to be able to provide some minutes for you, whether off of the bench or battle for a starting spot?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some younger kids that right now, you know, we got four freshmen that are coming in. They're learning a lot about basketball, trying to grow their basketball IQ. The beautiful side to that is they ask a lot of questions, and, you know, they come up after practice and want some one-on-one feedback. And it shows that they really care, not just as individuals and how they impact the game, but they want to impact the game as a key components of what we want to try to accomplish. And, you know, we haven't had that for a long time. So you got to give a lot of credit to them. They're working their tails off. Are they where they need to be? No. But they're moving in the right direction. I mean, from their eighth grade season to where we were at in the spring and summer to where they're at now, their growth and development has really been kind of exciting for us.
Coach, the schedule always tough in the Twin Lakes Conference. How do you feel like the conference breaks down?
Well, you're always going to have your top teams in the conference. You know, the perennial powers. You're going to see Newell sitting there. Pocahontas is going to be pretty good. Sioux Central, they're bringing back a number of kids. You know, you're going to have to watch GTRA. They were very young last year. They play the same up-tempo style that Newell plays now. Very small in stature, but very fast on the defensive end of the floor, and they have great guard play in their two sophomores. So, Emmitsburg is going to be really tough with Shaney inside. The conference stacks up the same way it has in the past. But again, with our four juniors and then some key contributions from a couple other kids, I think, you know, we can be right in the mix.
I was going to say, last year, middle of the pack, do you feel you can finish there or higher this season?
I think we can finish higher. I think there's some games that we let go, slip away last year that we should have won that would have moved us into second or third place in the conference. We lost a game. I can't remember which one it was off the top of my head, right before going to Newell Fonda. And at that point in time, we were sitting tied for first place in the conference. So it's just one of those things that we have the opportunity. I think we have some of the tools that'll allow us to push forward. We have the skill set that way. Biggest portion of it's going to be overall mindset.
Coach, the non-conference schedule, what challenges do you feel like that'll give this team to help it make it better?
Well, we've tried to, in the past, eliminate some of our, weaker opponents and tried to stack better teams, better programs from a perennial standpoint. And you want to play those harder non-conference games to put yourself in the position in the Twin Lakes Conference. Everybody knows the Twin Lakes Conference has got great basketball, and it's competitive each and every night. So if you don't bring your A game during the conference season, you're going to be sitting towards the bottom of where we don't want to finish. So, the biggest key for us is how do we continue to grow our kids' IQ and skill sets playing in the non-conference to put them in a position to battle for a Twin Lakes Conference championship.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Looking forward to talking to you each and every week throughout the season again this year. Appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season. Best of luck coming up this year.
Jeff, we appreciate you guys taking the time and all that you do for the area local sports programs. It's outstanding.
You bet. Head coach again, Kurt Batta with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back with more of the girls' basketball preview show. We'll get our focus over on the Rolling Valley Conference when we come back here on KCIM, part of the CB Sports Network.